When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the snowman was a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. Must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. But when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around.
Welcome back. It is our annual holiday show live from the Sportsbook, MGM National Harbor. You can join us. We'll be hanging out till 10, then everybody's going to crash in their room for a couple hours with the late checkout.
Yes,
should mention, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, they're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. EB wearing the Surfside sweater. Cakes has taken off his sweater. He's got
too
the Iron Maiden.
It's too hot. I mean, the elf sweater was way too hot.
The upset is I actually have a Christmas sweater. I think this is the first time I've ever bought one.
Props.
I usually wear my Santa pants, but I said
Jason's got the Santa hat on.
Of course.
That
tradition.
Looks old.
It
he's
is
never,
old.
Never gone through the wash.
Well, he's a squeaker. He's not going to buy a new one.
No, of course
you think
not.
He's going to buy a new one when he's got a functional
I mean, this
got
to be 25, 30 years old.
Has to be.
Hold up. I need to move over to the left. Cakes, you need to move over to the right.
All right.
Because Drabby told me.
Yes.
That our next guest.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Big John.
We should ask Jim Big John to join us here on the stage.
Come on, John. Come on, Big John. Hurricane.
Are we trying to bring the show to a screeching halt?
Big,
like, what are we doing?
John.
Come on. You know.
The show had some momentum. I thought.
John's a big dude.
We're going to be doing drinks throughout the show. We have the Cakes Cranberry Claws, which we already have.
Yep.
We have EB's Frosty's Cheer, Bish's Bourbon Wonderland, and JP's Jingle Punch on the way. I may be slurring because we have breathalyzer results already.
Yeah. Mine are not impressive.
EB, breathalyzer result, zero.
I mean, I'm not going to get hammered, guys. Sorry.
Cakes is getting booed.
Right.
Prepare Cakes, to keep booing for
last
my number.
Night, Cakes was asking people. You were asking EB to boo.
I was, yes. at the Wizards game. Join my people.
Jason Bishop.
Pass it down.
Yeah.
Zero. He has a Bloody Mary, and he has the Cakes Cranberry Claws.
We just talked to Chief
Zero.
Davis about drinking it. I got to drive to Ashburn.
I'm going to have a few sips.
What do you want me to do?
Not going to go nutty.
Johnny Cakes Auville. Anyone want to guess?
Zero.
0.01.
Oh.
that's rounding up.
That was the round.
Because it was 0.09 or 0.009, whatever
Cakes.
It is.
Yeah.
What's yours?
Look to the left.
All right. JP is at, let's see. Ooh. JP, leader in the clubhouse, 0.06.
Nice.
Give it up for JP. There's not even $500 on the line.
He's just, on his way.
He's just ready to get hammered.
Dude, you gave me a tequila drink to start the show.
Exactly. All right. So I'm sure those numbers will start to climb as the show
All right, what's
progresses.
Going on? We got bingo going on here?
Well, you got John here.
We're going to do that at some. We're going to do the gift bit at some point. But you invited Big John up here, so
was I
here
supposed
he is.
To bring a gift?
No, Ricky, the listeners are bringing the gifts.
I've been off this week.
I've been off this week, too.
You're shocked. I haven't listened to the show.
I haven't either. So,
all right, you looks like you brought something. Is what this a got? Gift or what? What is this?
I did. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
All right, so here's what we're going to do.
Hold up, John.
Here's what we'll do.
Let's rewind
stop for a second, Jay. Stop.
All right.
We're going to do
It's so comfortable up here.
We're going to do the gift thing because John has a gift.
Okay.
We have a hopper up here with four different sets of numbers. EB is going to be in the 10s. I'm going to be in the 20s. JP is in the 30s. Bish Bucks is in the 40s. So if I draw a number in the 30s, JP wins the prize and so on
right,
and so on.
It's fine. Right, it's fine.
So I'm going to draw the first number and see who gets Big John's gift.
Well, I thought we were going to interview him first.
Before we do that, Cakes.
I wanted to do some bad shit.
That's fine. We'll do the shit and then we'll draw the number.
I wanted to ask John, how long have you listened to the Junkies? Like I remember you from our shows at the Borgata. But have you been a listener since way back?
I moved to D.C. in 2002, and I was a Howard Stern mark, and then I left him, and I listened to you guys one night in the spring of 2002.
Nice.
I couldn't tell your voice from Cakes at the time.
Right.
But I have listened ever since, 2002.
Well, you're a good man.
Thank you very much.
Although you're a bad dresser. I don't know what you're doing. What do you got, two dress shirts? What's the deal?
Well, I got two stomachs.
Okay.
That's a good comeback. I would quit now. That's the best joke you're going to have
You doing okay health-wise and all that? How's the ticker?
Well, actually, I have a bit of a tooth issue, so I...
Oh, you do? I can help you.
You guys are brothers in arms.
I can help you.
I might have to drive to Frederick.
Yeah, my guy will see you, for sure.
But now, hold on, where do you live now? You live in Pennsylvania, correct?
I live in Harrisburg. I drove down Harrisburg.
Your birthplace?
Dolphin County.
You're from Pennsylvania, Jason.
Yes, I am.
And so are you still doing the stand-up bit, or...?
Oh, yeah, I got two shows this weekend.
Oh, my God.
Where? Here in D.C.
In D.C.?
Club Midnight or Club Moonlight in Adams Morgan.
Oh, wow.
All right. And people come?
7:30 p.m. Friday, 7:30 p.m. Saturday. They will come.
How long is your set? You're like half hour? Or
oh, they give me about 15 minutes because I'm good.
Oh, okay.
15 minutes? Most people don't get that.
Well, you know, it varies 10 to 15. But I usually get 15 because... I'm pretty good.
Use the double stomach joke tonight.
That was one of your best.
I got some Christmas material.
I've always wondered. So, all of us beat up on you to an extent, but EB really pummels you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
how do you keep coming back for more? Is it the ADs?
It's the ADs.
Has Rom figured it out?
Listen,
that good or bad publicity, it all works for you.
It's not that. I've been to every important Junkies event. In 20 years, I was at the football game. I was at your boxing match. I've been to like 10 JPOs. I was at Six Flags. I've been to it all.
Yeah.
And it's a pleasure. It's a lot of fun.
You've been to my house.
I've been to your house.
You did a comedy set, Cakes. Do you remember his comedy set at the book party?
I remember it wasn't great. That's what I remember.
Well, I had to deal with Rom heckling me for one thing. But EB makes fun of me a lot. But I think the person out of the four of you who least cares about whether I live or die is Cakes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why do you say
and
that?
I don't think, no, I'll be honest with you, I don't think Lurch cares about you.
No, not true. Lurch and I go back in the White House sense. So
he worked with my mom.
Yeah.
But he doesn't really care.
Cakes, his reputation is the nice guy, but undercover, he is.
Why do you think Cakes doesn't
killer.
Like you?
I just think he doesn't care about me. I think
Do you think I care about you?
He may be on to something.
Yeah.
Now, JP's a tremendous guy, a nice guy. Cakes is a nice guy, too, but he doesn't care about me. But I got Cakes at the last JPO. I got him that beanie that said, "It just is." And we cured him of his verbal crutch.
I mean, as soon as I saw that and I realized that was my verbal crutch, I think I've pretty much eliminated that from...
So
the vocab.
I've gotten him a second gift. You don't have to spin. This one's for Cakes.
Only for Cakes?
And imagine.
He can open it up right now if he wants.
All right, have here. Let's see.
It kind of defeats the purpose of it, but that's fine. I'm okay with it. Is it some sort of framed picture?
Yeah, some sort of picture here.
Yeah.
Cakes only fan.
Only fan.
That's actually pretty good.
This is actually pretty funny. This is one of my worst moments ever.
Yeah. Hey, you should put that up next to your books like in your living room.
Yeah,
pass it down.
This is me at the Borgata when I was overserved and I wound up just wearing my boxer briefs in the lobby. It wasn't my finest moment.
He got locked out of his room.
He got locked out of your room.
Yeah, but it made for good content. And so still instead off of many years later.
Instead of OnlyFans, you have OnlyFans.
Yes.
So here you go. This is Cakes. OnlyFans.
Undressed.
Look at that body. Look at
completely
that.
Undressed.
Look at that.
That is so embarrassing.
Yeah, I think the photographer's over there with Lee. That's the guy that took the shot.
That's the biggest DJ in the room right there.
How many flights did you have to climb? Like 18?
Probably like 20. Yeah. 20 flights of stairs.
That's hysterical.
Yeah. It wasn't great.
For
it
those that
fun.
Missed it, Cakes was locked out of his room because he was so hammered being overserved.
I was overserved. I went to bed. I wake up. My room is pitch black. So I opened what I thought was the door to the bathroom. It was the door to the hallway.
Right.
So then I'm out in the hallway wearing my boxer shorts. And then
instead of just calling the lobby.
There was no courtesy phone on my floor.
Instead of taking the elevator, you thought, how can I try? And
in my drunken haze, I walked down 20 flights of steps.
Right.
And what are you
going
to do?
I was at that JPO. It was my second favorite moment after the one where I fell over the couch.
That's a great moment, too.
Mm. So. Well, I think there was also another great moment when EB showed up. I don't know if it was after the show started, maybe right when the show started, after the show started, and he had a lot of dribble on his sweatpants.
Yeah, again, EB overserved. Word of the day.
We were a lot younger.
Yeah, we could bounce younger. Back.
Yeah.
Well, John would always fall asleep on the couch in his suit.
Well, I drove up from D.C. to the Borgata at 6 a.m.
Yeah,
so
you would stay up all night. Yeah, you got a nap.
No, I get it. And then so after you do your shows in D.C., do you stay here or do you drive back to Harrisburg?
Well, tonight, since I'm doing two shows, I'm going to get my standard Hilton in Springfield.
Okay.
I'm a Diamond member, so, you know.
The Diamond member, so you get to stay in lovely spot.
It's not the Hamptons, EB, but it's close enough.
Yeah. All right. It'll work.
All right. They're telling us we got a break.
Thank you, Big John. Thanks for making a trek.
Merry
Thanks
Christmas,
for listening.
Buddy.
Thank you for the gift, John.
And by the way, it's my birthday today.
Happy birthday, John.
Happy birthday.
You made it.
December 20th.
Can we guess your age? We bet a dollar?
Go ahead.
Big John is
31.
40. He's 43 years old today.
Keep going.
No, 52.
54.
52.
58.
Wow,
he's older than us.
I would have bet against that. Well, let's hope you make it at 59.
Hey, fat don't crack.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, John. Thank you, Big John, everybody.
That's the legend, Big John. We're hanging out. It's our annual holiday show. And we are available on YouTube.
Right.
Follow us on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. You can watch the show.
So should people come up, Drab? Maybe during the breaks, if people have gifts or whatever, they want to do the bit. Come up to Drabby. What? Yeah. I can't understand what Valdez is saying.
We have guests.
Okay, we have some guests. Okay, all right, good.
All right.
Shocker, EB's looking for handouts. He wants gifts.
I love
gifts.
And
if you want to just come out and
say hello,
shoot the S.
Please.
I'm going to make the rounds. I did the first two rows. We're hanging out. It's the Sportsbook, MGM National Harbor. We're here till 10, so join us.
Thanks
Place
for coming
some
out,
bets.
Everybody.
Have a good time. The annual holiday drinking show here.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast.
Junkies.
There you go. The kalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Welcome back to the Junkies Holiday Show. We're coming to you from the Sportsbook, the BetMGM Sportsbook and Lounge at MGM National.
Everybody, thank Richmond John.
Richmond John with the live music. Bringing us in and out. It sounds amazing. We've got a great crowd here. And I think the crowd is bearing gifts today, which is a great thing because Drab and Valdez cooked up the idea of, well, why don't we have people just bring gifts to us here at MGM National Harbor?
Yeah, we
have our holiday show.
We have a lot of gifts for you guys.
We have a lot of gifts. So if you guys have gifts that you brought, you can find either Drab or Valdez, and then we'll pull some balls from the hopper and figure out who gets the gifts.
I love receiving gifts.
Yeah, all right. I was going to say, we have the best listeners ever.
Yeah.
We've been doing the show for 28 years.
No doubt. Right? No doubt.
I know.
You.
Look at this. Look at this, by the way. I'm trying to make the rounds out there.
I'd like to say hello to everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Great crowd. Make some noise here. We're at the Sportsbook, MGM National Harbor. Talking about gifts, I'll give them a quick shout out. I just met a listener who said that we inspired them to start their own podcast, the Brolay Podcast.
Very good. Excellent.
So find that, whatever. I got a koozie.
All right. The first number that I drew out of the hopper, conveniently, is in the 20s. I'm 28, so
right.
Flakes is the guy who gets the gifts that are in the 20s. So I have in this red envelope.
So I have your first gift right here.
Oh, you do?
Yes, right here.
So that's the first
gift. That's your first gift.
All right, so I will.
For all of us or just cakes?
Just cakes because he won the hopper.
I hope this is a silly.
It is a silly.
It says Junkies on the envelope.
It's a gift
card. It's a very festive envelope, might I say.
Plain white.
All right, let's see. Let me take it out here.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, it's handwritten.
Cakes got a $25 gift card to an OnlyFans.
So you already knew what it was.
Yes.
There it is.
So he has.
Spend it well. Spend it well.
So hold on.
I have OnlyFans and OnlyFans.
Yeah.
This Christmas.
Let me put that on my computer right now.
Amy Allville's going to be very upset. But look, it's a gift.
Is this someone that came today?
Yeah, someone came today. He handed us your gift.
Is this from a guy?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to tear it.
It's not a guy.
It's not his OnlyFans. It's a gift card to any OnlyFans you want.
Okay.
I was about to rip this into a million pieces.
Yeah.
Here, do the hopper again. We have another gift.
Do the hopper again.
We have.
G49. That means this is for Bischbox.
Bischbox, hand it down. This is from Carl.
What is it?
I don't know.
That's some pooch.
It's definitely some top shelf liquor.
Not necessarily top shelf cakes.
You got to see. It's a very good point.
Oh, it's heavy. I'll tell you that.
Get some bourbon.
So that's for you.
This is our favorite bit. We might do this the rest of the show.
Hey, there's a lot of gifts. By the way, there's a lot of gifts down here.
Very good. It's perfect.
I love it.
Awesome. Nice.
Jason is unwrapping.
Angels Envy. Oh, look at that.
That's good.
That's good.
Who had this?
I don't even know bourbon. I know that's good.
Oh, thank you very much.
That's quality brown liquor.
Who gave this?
Carl has a whole bunch of gifts.
Thank you. Very good. I don't know if you saw.
Do the hopper again.
Merry Christmas to you.
Just to interject for a second, while it's on my mind, because remember, I blew the .06.
Yeah.
There's a South Bowie Community Center legend here, EB.
Really?
So EB, Cakes, and I, Cakes to a lesser extent, used to play pickup hoops when we were 12, 13, 14 years old at the South Bowie Community Center.
Through probably age 21, 22.
Yeah. Who had the best jumper?
I think I'm looking at the best jumper that you can remember? Is it Brian Green?
Brian Green.
I'm giving him a shout out. That's a South Bowie legend.
He was the Larry Bird of South Bowie.
Give that guy props.
If you saw him on the court,
you're like, you're not getting the next game because that guy had next all the time.
Hold on, I met Brian
before. He's a baller.
I've met Brian before. Sure.
Cakes, do the hopper again. We have more guests.
All right. I have a number right here. Oh, look at that. I-29. I'm in the 20s. So
Cakes, this is for you.
I'm pretty empty-handed today.
I know. What's going on?
Friggin' rigged hopper.
It's not rigged at all. It's all legit.
All right.
All right, let's see here.
What do we have, Cakes?
I mean, that's hooch as well.
No, it's not. It's a Ion Bottles. Let's see.
I don't know. It, like, purifies your water or something.
Yeah, you know what? I don't even love water, but maybe this gets me to drink more water. So thank you.
Yeah.
This might be from our guy, Bobby Waters. So thank you.
All right, one more gift.
All right.
One more gift.
Spin the freaking rigged hopper. Go ahead.
It's not rigged at all. This is all legit. N39. That means JP gets a gift.
Oh.
EB bypassed again.
EB has gotten nothing.
EB gets
it's my favorite day. Receive gifts and I receive nothing. Yeah.
That's from our guy, Bobby Waters, as well. Atlas Body Works. Give him a shout out.
Bobby.
Longtime listener of the show. Used to take care of us in the fashion sense, Cakes. He used to work at Nordstrom.
He used to be my personal haberdasher.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Back in the day.
Nice.
Many moons ago.
Hooked me up with a... Brighten Up. Works on all skin tones.
Oh, very nice.
There you go.
What is it, like a tanning kit or something? What is that?
Oh. I don't know. He's got. Hey, hold on.
We got to do the hopper again. This is a great gift right here.
Spin the wheel.
This is a great gift.
Hold on. He's going to explain what that is.
What is it?
Hold on. What?
Oh, jeez. I can't say that on the
it's
air.
It's like some sexual thing?
It's a bleach
thing?
Kit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
JP can slice for
I don't
that.
Need that.
Yeah.
That's the best gift of the day.
I know.
Hold on.
JP loves that.
That's like that's like to bleach your privates?
Yeah. Apparently so.
I know.
You already got that.
Nobody needs that gift. I can tell you that right now.
Hold on.
One more.
All right, EB, you're hosed again. The number is G47.
All right.
That's old Bish Bucks.
All right, here
Bish
Bucks.
How come Bickle can't get hooked? Do you want me to just pass it down?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, his odds are improving.
What is?
He has more balls in the hopper than anybody.
All right. You got dude wipes.
Who's his wife?
Everybody's just
Everyone loves dude oh, wipes.
Love dude wipes. And a manscaper.
T gets sized for that.
Trust me, Jason could use that.
Trust me. Valdez could use that.
Valdez is the one.
You have no clue. Zippy clue. Thank you very much. I could definitely use these.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're going to use those in your room in about
thank you very
25
much.
Minutes.
All right, hold on. I got one Merry more Christmas. Gift. I got right, one spin. More gift.
Spin it.
All right.
All right. The number is...
All right.
Jason gets hooked again.
Oh,
look at this.
Right.
And 41.
EB right. gets hoard so
I mean,
hard.
All the gifts are going down this way.
Let me take a drink
I'm
real quick.
Fine.
I know you don't care about
everybody
these.
Everybody have a drink real quick.
Yeah, cheers. Cheers.
Yeah, aren't we supposed
everybody.
To go on to the next cocktail? Oh, is this
it's
it?
It's right here.
Yeah, right there. Ricky.
What are you doing?
I didn't see it.
We're enjoying it. This is
what
the,
we got here.
Yeah, this is the, hold on.
I don't know. It's the EB silly.
It's the EB's Frosty Cheer.
Emoji golf ball.
Well, I like this one.
Vodka, Duke and Dame, salted caramel, whiskey, and Bailey's.
No,
that
this,
is what we're.
This,
oh, look, you got tennis balls. Look at that.
Those are pickleball
balls.
Oh, pickleball. Oh, pickleball. Give those to Cakes.
Give him a, Cakes needs these.
Yeah.
Thank you. Got pickleball.
I know. He gets smoked by Mikey Bots.
Emoji golf ball.
Who's it from?
He would smoke me, no doubt. Thank you, Smitty.
Where's Smitty?
Smitty.
My man, Smitty.
Smitty was disappointed because he wanted to place a live
Smitty.
Wager.
Thank you.
And there's not at 6 a.m. There's not that much.
Yeah, man, what's happening?
I thought there was
sports.
Horse racing. You said there's always horse racing.
There's
going
always
on.
Horse Japanese horses going on.
All right, come on. I want to bet some exactas.
What?
There you go.
Did we blow our wad on the gifts? Are we through the gifts at this point?
Yeah.
In here.
Oh, I think we have one more. Right
oh,
here.
Do?
Hold on. Let me
oh,
spin
yeah.
the wheel.
We have
spin
another
it.
One. All
spin
right.
the wheel. Spin yeah. the wheel, Cakesy.
Spinning it.
All right. What is it?
Yeah, Jason just got another 40, end.
42.
And 44.
Yeah.
EB's so
Jason
bitter
gets
right
hooked.
Now.
All right. Pass it down to Jason. Jason's a big winner.
Smitty said someone stole some Callaways out there.
All right. What do you got?
Oh, he's got scratchers.
All butt side.
From Brian?
I'd steal those from you in a second.
Where's Brian?
I believe Peter from the Burke coming with,
with
an emergency gift.
Thank you very much.
All right, let me spin the wheel again.
I know.
Some scratchers.
Maybe I'll be a bingo caller in my old age. EB, you get hooked. I-17.
That's me?
That
for
is
sure?
you.
Are
yeah.
you sure?
All right. You're the 10s. I'm the 20s. JP's the 30s.
All
Jason's
right.
the 40s.
Man, there's a lot of stuff.
This is heavy. This is going to be a pain in the ass. Maybe I'm going to re-gift it. Oh, no.
Pretty good.
Oh, no. This looks like something homemade.
Oh, this look.
You got a notebook?
This
a
is
photo
like,
album.
No, this is like old baseball cards.
Old oversized baseball cards from Peter from the Burke.
Yeah.
This is a very on-brand gift.
Well, he's got a silly Eddie Murray
I like
in there.
That.
Yeah, this I could tell you this because I'm a nerd. This is 85 tops.
I mean, this is right in your wheelhouse, EB. This is a perfect gift for you.
Yeah.
How many Robin Younts you got in there?
I mean, what am I going to do with this? Jim Rice. There you go, Lurch.
That's my boy.
You got a Cal. We got an Ozzie Smith. Yeah. These things are worthless, right?
I've never seen those before.
Yeah, these big. Oh, Daryl Strawberry.
That's nice for straw.
Thank you. I'll look at this once, and Which, then that'll
and this,
be it.
This is the once right yeah. here. This is your once.
Peter, thank you. Peter
your from Burke always comes with shtick.
He does, yeah. yes. He's well
so
prepared.
He knew that I have a son who's a senior in high school
mm-hmm.
and is hearing from colleges right now. So he had a book, and thank goodness – my son is actually silly in school.
Right.
But the book, can you show me the title? I don't know if you can read the title. Can you
I'm
see
sure
that,
you,
EB?
I'm sure you can read that from here.
But I'm 100.
I think it's like how to pay for your how to pay your kids' college tuition.
Yeah. yeah.
Right.
I don't know if I should announce this because he hasn't made his official decision.
I think
go
he
ahead.
Should announce
waiting
it.
To hear for a
second. This is a hook job.
You should announce
it. I'm doing the running man right now. full tuition scholarship to Syracuse.
Oh, very nice. That is
very nice.
$70,000 a year.
Ooh, that is
not quite, but close.
All right, close. 66. Pretty, but round. I'll round up.
Yeah.
That's all right. You're buying everything from here on out.
You just got a major pay raise.
That's if he goes there, because he still wants to look at the U.
Will you tell him he's going there or he's going nowhere? Right, or become a plumber.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I just wrote my daughter's last tuition bill.
All right, very nice.
$8,400.
That's nothing. It? It's peanuts.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you need to leave.
He pays more for that for high school.
And he could have been paying almost $70,000. I wrote a check for $8,400.
That's enough.
I know, in-state.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm very fortunate.
Hey, head out to the blackjack tables and win half of that, and you're good.
No, I got to stay away
from or donate half of it, and then you're bitter.
I don't even think my kid
applied to Maryland.
You don't want
Cakes
to go to Maryland?
Convinced all his kids to go to Maryland.
They did a great job, Cakes.
That was their own choice. I did not
Can
steer them there,
this?
But I was glad I'm getting that in-state tuition.
David Falk went to Syracuse.
Yes.
And he's a good friend of ours.
David Falk School of Sports Management.
Was there a little hook?
Yeah, man.
I don't know. Guess what? Not going to ask.
Yeah. Don't ask any questions there.
That's awesome.
That's incredible.
That's very good. That's great news.
No, but he got into South Carolina and got a big scholarship there, too.
South Carolina is nothing. Syracuse better.
Nah, I disagree.
A lot colder.
It's colder.
A lot colder.
I think it's South Carolina. I think Syracuse is a better school, though.
Oh, it might be, a better school, but
yeah.
South Carolina, the weather,
no, I know.
SEC football. The only problem with South Carolina is the stadium is not on campus because it's in downtown.
No, I know where that stadium is.
Yeah, you got to take a bus to the stadium.
See, so you're done with your kids in college. Cakes is almost
pretty close.
Done with
pretty
kids
close
in
to done. Yeah.
EB has a kid in high school. I have a second grader, so I'm going to be doing this for a while.
I mean, you're going to see Santa later with your second grader. I mean, what are you doing with your life?
You know what? You need to take.
I mean, you're an involved father. That's great. But you shouldn't be involved on this day.
All right, Drabby, are we going to do, like, open up the open line audience or something? That was one of your bits. Like, can you tell us?
Oh, an Ask the Junks bit?
Well, if anybody has any great content, we got a wireless mic. We can always wander out in the
crowd. They don't have great content. At best, they have middling content.
Average content.
Okay, there you have it.
Yeah, anything better than Big John is a plus.
If you got better stick than Big John.
He's the bar.
I thought John was good. John was good.
It was a good appearance for him.
So I missed it, EB. You actually think that the Commanders are going to win on Sunday?
I don't actually think that. My heart is just picking them. I'm picking them against.
He doesn't truly believe they're going to win.
No, no.
You know what? I'm looking at.
They can win, of course. But I mean,
of course they can.
If you put a gun to my head and it mattered, I would bet on them.
Right.
But my heart's getting the best of me, and I'm trying to come up with scenarios where we can pull.
Hey, Jason, I'm following your lead. I'm going to the Commanders Eagles game this Sunday.
Courtesy of
our good friend. Have you ever heard of Jason Wright?
Nice.
Team president?
Well, he's not the team president. The Campbell Soup guy's the team president.
All right. Outgoing team president.
But you will be in the president's suite.
As he was outgoing, I reached out, and I will be in the in a nice suite for the game.
Well, Cakes, here's a little radio insider.
Yes, good.
Cakes cannibalized me.
I did, yes.
I first went to the game a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. courtesy of Jason Wright.
That's right.
And when I was there, I said, hey, my daughter is a huge Commanders fan. She would love to come when she comes home for Christmas.
Hey, it's Brian Arakpo. Get me over this wall, Kelsey. Why am I sitting up on your wall? Three people get the joke.
He texts me. He texts me back. I got you.
Right.
Right? So Cakes then says, oh, you use that Jason Wright connection?
Correct.
Let me see if I can do that.
Right.
So he swoops in.
Yep.
Sends a text to Jason Wright, who then just passes it to his assistant, Thais.
Right.
All right. Cakes gets his three tickets. A couple days later, I was like, hey, J-Dub, Kelsey's flying in on the 19th. Can I get tickets for the Eagles game like you said? The assistant says, oh, we're out of the room.
Fresh out.
We don't have space.
We're at capacity.
In the suite. Cakes cannibalized me.
I swooped in and got JP's tickets.
My brother was asking for tickets.
I know.
I said, text JP.
I'm talking to your brother, trying to hook him too.
Yeah.
But I did get tickets for the Falcons game.
Very good. Oh, your
problem is
Penix versus Jaden Daniels.
That got moved to a Sunday night, by the way.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be on like 2 hours of sleep night.
Just show up.
And my daughter's already going to be back in L.A.
Yeah.
So it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good. We appreciate Jason Wright.
He's been
very good to the show.
Very cool
I think
to us.
This year he's been senior advisor.
Yeah.
But he still has the President's Suite. You'll have a good time.
So I'm sure I will.
It's Eagles, Falcons,
Cowboys.
Yeah.
They have to win at least one.
At least one. Sure.
Yeah. Probably sure. two.
Well, but if the one should be Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't really afford to lose to Atlanta. That
right.
Would, that
I mean, unless
hurt.
Atlanta loses to the Giants, but I'll be shocked if they lost to the Giants.
Right.
But if they beat the Giants and Washington loses Sunday,
right.
It's on.
Right.
It's a playoff game.
All right. Let's go to break. We come back and we can do open line audience.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to call us, or we'll talk to the people here at MGM National Harbor. It's a sports book. You know what? This is a great crowd.
It's an amazing crowd.
For early in the morning.
Love them.
You guys got to play some bets, have some drinks, have a good time. We're hanging out. It's our annual holiday drinking show right here on The Fan.
I'll have a blue Christmas. Without you, I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
Welcome back to the Junkies Holiday Show. We brought the show on the road. We're at the BetMGM Sportsbook and Lounge at MGM National Harbor. There's still time for you to come out and hang out with the Junks. Got some time left in the show.
Thanks for everybody coming out. Super nice of you guys.
Coming up, we have our Drunken Parlay. We'll also crowdsource if people have good picks out there in the audience. If they have some tingle plays to add to the parlay, we can do that.
All right. Mix
that in. So that'll be coming up shortly.
So we've been doing the show for so long, 28 years. Sometimes you forget about some things that you do. Now, I know that we don't forget the Horny for Zorny campaign.
Yeah.
All right, so we thought we were going to get rich because we came out with Horny for Zorny. They
so
started
rich.
Off 6-2.
Those first few checks.
Season.
Those checks we got in the mail were dumb. They were
and we
dumb
were getting
checks.
Some money from, you know, the T-shirt company was giving us a cut.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man. And
we made it. We arrived.
Two. Like, this could be... This could be a gold mine.
Sure, it's a bonanza.
And then, of course, they go 2-6 in the second half of the season. They don't even make the playoffs. Got that we then transferred Horny for Zorny into Horny for Shanahan.
It doesn't
There's
have
a
the same,
listener here.
Not the same ring to it.
I just met him. He's over there. He's waving to
us.
Oh,
he's got the shirt. That's hilarious.
You can watch us on the YouTube page.
What a vintage collector's item.
106.7 The Fan YouTube page. I just posted this, if you're listening, at Junks Radio on X. We just put Shanahan over Zorn.
That wasn't
company.
Us. That wasn't us.
Oh, it wasn't us?
That was the T-shirt company that did that. Yeah.
I mean, they got to do something with all the extra product that's lying around in their warehouse.
I felt bad for them.
But it still had our station number and everything.
Here's what happened. So at the peak of Horny for Zorny, when he started out, and they started out, 6-2?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we were selling a ton of gear. I went to the warehouse. The entire warehouse was Horny for Zorny stuff. It was T-shirts. It was hoodies.
That's a bad
bet. It was Scully's. It was everything you could possibly
You were dancing the jig.
It was everything. These little beer coolies, like anything
Koozies,
you could think of.
Because what then, we were doing like a 50-50 split with the T-shirt company,
but,
I believe.
Yeah, but so he put his entire business on the line, and then
what a loser that guy is.
They go 2-6 or whatever down the stretch, and he's saddled with a warehouse full of garbage.
Right, had to do something with it.
And then then when they hired, I guess, Shanny, then he
and that clown bought it.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Still wears
what
it.
What is that guy doing?
And I've literally seen.
Hey, I started out with a positive thing about you. Kicks just called you a clown, but he's the nicest junkie.
I've actually seen those T-shirts, like, in the Dominican.
Those are the ones that get airdropped to the people who don't have anything.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So that's what happened. It had nothing to do with us.
You went to Punta Cana and stopped warning for warning.
No, people have sent me pictures of them before.
That's hysterical.
But that's what happened. All right, so I know we have one more gift, right? I think we have a pretty special gift.
Oh, we do?
It's like a Masters gift bag from one of our guys that went to the Masters.
We definitely have to.
You want to bring it up?
Got to spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel.
Got to be fair here. All right, let's see who gets the Masters.
Hold on.
Go through the gift bag. What's in there? What does it entail?
You want to go and show everybody?
Sure, exactly.
We got a Masters towel.
Okay. There you go. Sweet.
I don't think I would want to put, like, on my divot dirt on
Masters,
whatever,
Masters foul gross. Towel right here.
Cakes.
Get sized.
Masters we get sized.
That's what he would use it for.
We had a couple years ago, like, a Paige Spiranac towel.
Oh, that's right. She did.
Yeah. Masters hat. And if people don't know, but if you go to Augusta and you're lucky enough to get tickets and go in there, I mean, this stuff is expensive. You know, they probably charge you $40. This hat's garbage. But they charge you so much for everything. So, yeah,
this
thank you.
This is Fred Ridley. This is not an overpriced gift bag. This is a very reasonable gift bag that we're giving away. Who's the lucky recipient?
Our boy Sean Spring is going to stop by at 9 o'clock.
Ah, very good.
Former sweet.
Washington cornerback.
Yeah, he's awesome. Ah,
so we can actually dive into
the Eagles number
matchup.
Is I-18. Eric Bickle wins the Masters. No, Eric Bickle, you win your recipient of the Masters gift bag.
Thank
courtesy
you.
Courtesy of Fred Ridley and all the all the old codgers down there at Augusta
by
National.
By the way, have you seen any of the like previews of Tigers, like TGL League
no,
or whatever?
No.
You haven't seen it like on social
not.
Media?
I have not.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's their simulator league that Tiger's doing with Rory.
With Rory, all right.
It looks spectacular.
When is that starting?
I mean, it must be starting soon because if there's a bunch of previews out there.
Didn't Rory just win like $10 million in crypto?
He did.
He's a $10 million crypto bro.
He did because he and who was his partner? I can't even remember.
Scheffler.
He and Scheffler beat Bryson and Brooksy.
Yeah, yes. I saw Scheffler. I just saw it on
PGA versus Liv.
I just saw it on X.
Yeah, no, it was a terrible.
Scheffler was like, oh, I won $10 million in crypto. What is crypto? He has no idea.
He doesn't even know crypto is. No, but I actually think that the simulator league that I goofed on is actually going to be pretty
interesting.
By the
way, I want to thank real quick, speaking of golf, I want to thank Ned. Where's Ned?
Ned, are you here?
Ned. Anyway, Ned is the head professional at Swan Point.
Oh, that's a silly club.
Yeah.
That's why I've called him the angler for 28 years.
And but he's got connections down at Pinehurst. I want to play Pinehurst, too, but he said...
Son of angler.
He said, send me a text. I'll get you down to Pinehurst. So thank you, Ned, wherever he is, my man Ned.
Eric does not get sized for Pinehurst.
Stunning revelation in the car ride down to RPM last night, or I think it was leaving RPM. Mike Marr... I didn't know this. He's a crypto bro.
He is?
He's starting investing in, like, he's talking about his Bitcoin holdings, all the Ethereum that he bought back in the day.
Nice.
Mike Marr is a crypto bro, unbeknownst to the junks. I was unaware of this. Guy's probably a multimillionaire, and we don't know it.
He's definitely not a multimillionaire.
He might be.
He has five roommates.
I have a silly Bitcoin average. 24,000. Started investing in 2019.
There you go. Let's go.
Yeah, Ethereum average right around $500.
This guy's, I'm telling you, you guys sleep a little bit on his holdings.
Have you gone down the old S-coin route where you try to get...
He was talking about his Dogecoin holdings. I couldn't keep up with all of it.
My Dogecoin holding is, that's kind of a show. And he did hit one night was crazy.
He did hit on Miles Bridges last night.
He did.
I couldn't believe it.
First basket.
You want to tell everybody what your bet was?
Yeah, so I had Miles Bridges first score plus 750.
Sure enough, they win the tip.
Alley-oop.
Yeah, mellow ball, right?
Mellow actually passed the ball, which was weird.
That was his only pass.
Within 3 seconds, and they score. The place is silent, and he's jumping up and down screaming.
I couldn't believe it. You put $5 on it?
Yeah, $5.
Win 32.
Yeah. And it's actually incredible that I lost every other bet outside of that.
You did?
I think I went 0 for 11 outside of the Miles
Net loser.
Bet.
Wow. Mike Marr.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
So when are we doing the parlay?
Maybe next segment.
All right.
EB, you've talked about the Cakes family Christmas that you always envied that Christmas. I want to point out, so EB and I grew up across the street from each other, 16008, 16011. Cakes was just down the street, and our families grew up as friends, all boys, although EB has a sister that came later in life. And we would exchange gifts on Christmas. Here's your insight into the Christmases of the three families. My mom would give me a package and say, okay, you got to bring this over to the Bickles. So I'd cross the street, and the Bickles, Mrs. Bickle was still wrapping presents on Christmas Day. When did you open your gifts on Christmas Day?
I don't know, 5 p.m.
Right. They would open them.
It's very normal. 5 o'clock, open your gifts.
My brother would, like, put his finger in the present and, like, try to pick holes into the wrapping.
That had to be Matt.
Sometimes I'd have to wait, like, a half an hour because Mrs. Bickle, I would bring this bag of gifts over to the Bickles from my mom. And then I'd have to wait, like, a half an hour because Mrs. Bickle was wrapping the presents for my brother and for me. And then I would walk down the street about 3 or 4 houses to where Cakes lived, right down the street, bring it over to Cakes, and Cakes had what at his house?
Well, I mean, he had an extravagant Christmas. I mean, everybody got new bike.
I mean, this is...
He's the family that had the first Atari. Right. I mean, they had everything.
He did.
Yeah.
I mean,
very middle class household.
No, we all live the same lifestyle, but yeah, you had an Atari and an Odyssey too.
Okay, I mean you're a little bit nubbier. I don't know what to tell you.
No, they had great. They had great.
You guys had knockoff video game systems.
EBI the TI-99.
No, I was only in Cakes' house once, and when I walked in the front door. No lie, there were Domino's, empty Domino's boxes on the floor. Mm-hmm. Just all
Domino's
over the
pizza.
Yeah, Domino's pizza.
Yeah.
Was all over the floor.
Was his dad, God bless his dad, was he in his underwear?
Yes.
Hopefully not.
He came down the steps in his underwear.
Hopefully
right.
not.
Right. Yeah, yeah. His dad was holding pretty good.
He was holding, yeah. I'm not biologically related. It's him.
Yeah, by the way, I posted a picture. I saw your brother on Sunday.
By the way, if anybody's looking for an experienced bartender, I think Ross is looking.
I think he is. Yeah, right? He's out on the market, I believe. Yeah,
I think. He's free agent.
Well, Applebee's is Dunsky.
That closed?
They closed the Applebee's once and for all. And Ross worked there like
that place
30
was,
years.
Wasn't that place popular? I thought it was really popular.
I guess for a while.
I think.
For a while it was.
Hold on.
You don't know what they opened up right next to it.
I think there's a Raising Cane's nearby.
Oh, yeah.
I told you.
Raising Cane's.
Cane's is selling.
They just sell like chicken fingers.
Kind of. I think they actually do have a sandwich, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm telling you, Raising Cane's greater than the one you love. I don't want to say
while,
it.
While we're talking about family, do you guys want to revel in my misery while I've been off this week?
Well, I know where you went.
So I visited my mom in Alabama.
Oh, you did?
I did a quick trip, like 3 days down there.
Did you drive or fly?
I flew.
Okay, right.
So herein lies the rub. So I put together the trip kind of hastily. So as I was about to leave my house to depart, I'm looking at the itinerary. So I'm like, okay, I'm flying out of Dulles.
Okay.
Flying from Dulles to Alabama. Then I look at my Expedia itinerary, and at the bottom of it is my return flight. And I realize I'm flying back to Reagan National.
Is your car at Dulles?
Your car was at Dulles, wasn't it?
No.
Oh,
no, I realized my faux pas before I took
okay.
off. So my wife drove me to Dulles. And then my daughter picked me up from Reagan.
All right, so it worked out. Not that bad.
Yeah, but I still felt like a clown. Like, it's a clown move to just put two different airports.
It happens.
And by the way, Expedia, shouldn't you have some sort of, like, red flag? Hey, idiot, you're booking travel to two different airports.
Well, you did that because it was the cheapest flight. You were just
definitely the cheapest flight.
That's why you did it.
100%.
And they make you go to 100 airports.
100%. Two
what
different
airlines?
Airports. I flew down there on United, flew back on American.
Oh, those are sillies.
Yeah, I wasn't doing Frontier like some of the other numbers up on this stage.
Hold up. Definitely flying to L.A.
Frontier.
In a couple weeks to go to UFC.
Yeah.
Frontier.
You know what? You're going to UFC? There's going to be a fight on your airplane, so good luck. People are going to be trading fists on your Spirit or Frontier Airlines. So good
you know
luck
what, Cakes?
You.
When you pay $700 for a ticket?
Yeah.
You're going to take the cheapest flight.
You're going to let people fight up in like row 4
Cakes
seat.
Is going to take the cheapest
I can tell Cakes is starting to feel it a little bit. He's
well, I mean, I blew a .009. That's freaking embarrassing.
You start to feel it. I can tell.
That's an embarrassing number.
What was this drink? This was the
EB's drink.
This was the EB's Frosted.
Oh, you're already to the bottom of it.
Yeah. Bottoms.
Yeah. Yeah, he's had two.
JP's a leader in the clubhouse.
All right, when we come back.
I'm going to go see Santa at 3.
Are we going to do the touchdown parlay? Is that what we're going to do?
Sure,
yeah,
we can do
that. If people want to give us their ideas, too, maybe we'll incorporate them.
Hey,
that'll probably help.
Put it on your FanDuel.
By the way, I don't see a lot of the crowd drinking anything other than, like, waters and,
I think they
coffee.
All got drinks.
Oh, there's a few.
Alan, you got to start drinking.
You know what? There's
a few. I see my guy, Alan.
All right. Thank you for joining in with us. We appreciate
that. A lot of
that.
Longtime listeners of the show. Melanie's there. A lot of longtime listeners.
Francine is here.
It.
She made it. She's money.
Francine from Damascus.
There was a listener. You know what? She's back there. She said, hey, JP, I'm your oldest female
listener. She said, hey, JP.
Listener. I'm 71 years old.
Ah,
I said,
props.
No. Isn't there an 82-year-old lady who calls into the show?
You're second oldest.
I mean, I like her. I'll give her second oldest.
She's raising the roof.
Really
she is
appreciate
old.
It. She's raising the roof.
My apologies. That was rude.
All right, we're going to do our breathalyzers round two
yeah,
shortly.
Yeah, we should do that soon.
Thank you so much. Of course, you can join us. We're here till 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. at the Sportsbook. MGM National Harbor. We are live on YouTube on the 106.7 The Fan page. It's the Junkies, our annual holiday show.
Thank you, everybody.
Here on The Fan.